Early COVID, life felt chaotic. One simple solution to our world changing every few days, more journaling. I was already writing 750 words a day and discovered the daily reflections with Moro and Evro. Moro and Evro are the two names I came up with for morning routine and evening routine. They are my two non-judgmental friends. Every day or so, I sit down in front of them and reveal what's up in my life. Moro gives me a chance to take a breath, review the upcoming day, and be grateful for things in my life. Evro is a much-needed look back. I get to make sure I've made progress and I'm getting closer to my goals. I haven't over-engineered the process. Moro and Evro live in an Evernote notebook, one note per journaling session, to make sure I open up gently without feeling self-conscious. No need to perform for them. To avoid the blank page anxiety, I use the text expander provided with Setup to paste Moro and Evro in a new note quickly. Moro, three things that I'm grateful for. Three things that would make today great. Daily affirmations, I am. And then, what is the world I wish to create today? Evro, three amazing things that happened today, three wins. How could I have made today better? And who am I? And what do I believe to be true today? Moro and Evro have their questions changing once in a while. What is the world I wish to create today? And what do I believe to be true today? Were added recently after reading the book Reboot from Jerry Colonna. After half a year, let's talk about results. The impact of journaling is generally hard to monitor. But when stressful days approach or have happened, I feel the warmth of my two good friends. I know that I can't get away with superficial answers. Reflecting deeply helps unpack what's going on. And who wouldn't want to start a new day with positive thoughts?